Hi, and welcome back to The True Core with Zeandre. I'm Zeandre. My mission is for everyone to feel included, even what you may be facing in your life. Be your true and amazing self. Check out the website, thetruecore.net, where you can find all the ways to listen to the podcast, and you can subscribe. That way you can get the latest episodes in your emails. Also, you can read about my blogs and just email me about anything and let me know what's going on with you or have you any questions or comments.
Hi everyone, welcome back to The True Core with Zeandre. I'm your host and creator, Zeandre. This episode is titled Her Honesty, because there's a lot that I want to talk about. You know, it's mental health, the things that we all go through in life. I have a very special guest co-host, one of my dearest friends, Michael. Hey, everybody. First, I want to say, please go to the website, www.thetruecore.net. That's www.thetruecore.net, excuse me. And also on Facebook, The True Core. But on the website, you can also see all the Wake Business Show podcasts, all the episodes and information, and please subscribe. Well, everyone, I apologize for the little delay since the last episode. I've just been really working hard, and like I said, I graduated 2 months ago from DeVry University.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. And now I'm just looking for, hopefully an office job that aligns with what I graduate with. But I'm happy. I have a side job of doing home health care. I'm glad to be helping those people in Uber still. And just trying to stay busy, and I'm doing a lot of writing.
Being very productive and a busybody. And that's a good thing, because when you occupy yourself, it takes your mind off a lot of things, you know. Like me, when I'm home, I'm very artistic, like more so like music, writing, and I'm also getting into custom making my own action figures. Just there's nothing wrong with just being an artist, because it definitely takes your mind off, things.
Yeah, and that's good, Michael, that you're doing that. You say custom,
yeah,
action figures. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I have like quite a few. I can show you the pictures of the ones I've done.
Okay, yeah. So, just a brief history, like for those who don't remember, a long time ago actually, on this podcast, I've known Michael for about 15 years. Yeah. 15 years, and he's honestly a really good person, very caring. We've had our moments, but I've always wanted the best for him, no matter what we went through.
And the same for you, vice versa. And I think it's beyond a friendship. It's more like a brotherhood.
For sure.
It's definitely a brotherhood, because there are things that you can tell me and there are things I can tell you. And regardless of what was going on in our lives, the love was never lost.
Exactly.
The love was never lost.
Never. When we were not speaking as much at certain times, I've always still supported his talent, his desires and passions with his music. And I agree.
I've always wanted you to be a strong person, and it's okay to be kind, it's okay to be given. But at the same time, you have to have an assertiveness to you and let people know, I'm not going to take this. I can give, but I have a limit to what I can give.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, Michael can testify to say that how much I've grown in our 15 years friendship.
Yeah.
And so has Michael. Michael's more focused as well. He knows what he wants and he knows what he would not put up with, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
It's
more so about experiencing life because, like, you know, I will give my last. I will help as much as I can help people. But I'm to the point right now where I have to set boundaries with people. Because if you don't set boundaries, then people will continue to just walk all over you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm at this very point where, like I said, Michael really is one of my truest real friends. And, you know, I know a lot of people, and I'm always trying to figure out how much to communicate with one or the other. And there's other friendships where the trust had changed and put a dent, and I'm still trying to figure out how to rebuild that or what to do. So I'm more like laid back about it. Mainly me just focusing on working, writing this book. I'm writing a very personal book on my life because it's going to influence others to watch out for red flags and life decisions.
Yeah.
Yes, because there's a lot of things that I ran to or chased where there was a red flag, but I kept thinking, oh, well, it can change or they can change and this and that, or I can modify, help them modify this. But you have to really know what you see is almost always what you get.
Right, and then not only that, because we do, as human beings, we do have high hopes for people. We do try to give people the benefit of the doubt. We do, like, I would say, like, how some people, they have that expectation, like, fairy tale, like, that people are always going to be, like, good when they're good to them. You expect them to do the same, but no, because there are people who will see that you're kind, but they would feed off of that and take your kindness for weakness. And I am a living testimony of that.
Same here.
Right.
Same here. And you said something that brought on a point. Yeah, and for the most part now, I really do things because I just have a belief that maybe it will help that person out in that moment. I hope they'll grow with it without no expectations. That way I won't be disappointed that they don't follow up what I want them to do. But like, those people are in my lives where I do wish them well. I guess we sometimes it was a life lesson for the both of the two people, the two parties. And I have no regret of letting that stuff go. And again, there's many people who no longer are in my life. And you have to really be careful who you deal with. Protect yourself.
Yeah, protect your peace at all costs.
Yes.
Protect your peace at all costs. And, like, if you don't mind me telling this story.
Go ahead.
Well, I would say, like, towards the end of 2022, I had a cousin come stay with me. And, you know, I didn't have a problem with him staying with me, you know, because I looked out for him. And you met him before.
This particular cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I looked out for him, you know, and was very protective of him. And, you know, he would, you know how this new generation of, I would say, adults, they want to be seen, and you know they want to do things for social media. And he was one of those people. He wanted to fit in with the crowd, and I would tell him, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to be a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, and I would always tell him, whatever you do outside, keep that away from my house. I would tell him that all the time. So, you know, But I guess he's the kind of person, whenever you tell him something, it goes into one ear and not the other. And, you know, he was like 22, had two kids that he hadn't seen in within about 4 or 5 months or something like that. And it was constantly in trouble. And I would just tell him, I'm like, yo, you need to slow down. You need to start making changes. And like I said, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it.
Sure cannot.
And long story short, you know, he lived with me and he ended up stealing from me. He ended up stealing and he pretended the whole time like he didn't know what was going on. And I think that's what hurt me the most, because like I said, I was protective of him, loved him unconditionally, and then he ended up hurting me. And that's another thing why it's hard for me to try to help people. It's hard for me to try to trust people nowadays.
And Michael has been burned many times from different people for years, for many. And so, like, so you felt betrayed by this cousin.
I was hurt.
Yeah.
I was hurt.
Rightfully so. I mean, that's terrible. I was going to say something else to that. But yeah, like everyone, it's okay to help others. It's okay, but you do have to be careful who you help. And even with the closest friends and family, especially.
Oh yeah.
It can turn against you. You can be stabbed in the back. Unfortunately, like, just some weird. It's just weird to me. It's really weird how people can do things like that. You know, it's been a long week for all of us, Michael and I. For me, you know, I have a very close friend who's in the situation, and I'm doing what I can to help, this and that, and I'm mainly just focusing on helping him with this, and just hope that he can do the best with it and go on it and just be honest.
Right.
I had to keep myself in check because I didn't want to overworry myself while I was trying to work these two jobs and everything else. But I really care about a person. Again, I only have a small circle of closest people I keep in touch with, the closest. And as I gotten older, you know, I see things more clear, where you start asking yourself, well, who really care about me? Who really supports what I want to do with my life? Who really talks with me? Who really is invested into, like, being there beside me and just being there when I'm up or down, or up and down? And Michael is definitely one of those people who's always been there and always will be there. Like, I trust Michael.
And very protective.
Yes.
And because there are, like, situations that, things you told me, and I sit back, I'm like, okay, no, I'll be like, nah, don't do this, don't. Or, and then he'll come back and be like, you were right. And, you know, I guess because, like I said, I come from a big family. I have brothers and sisters, and, you know, we look out for each other.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, he is an extended brother, so I'm going to be very protective of him. And I'm going to be like, okay, this person's no good. This person, you know, just, I want you to just open your eyes to things.
And when Michael tells him that, I know it's coming from a good but real honest place.
Oh yeah.
You know, Michael has nothing to prove to me. Like, Michael really, he has good instinct. He has honest concern and about his people he care about. I've seen Michael, again, care for a lot of people. Michael really care about, you know, people that he knows who's around him.
Yeah.
He wants the best. You know.
And it's sad right now that, like I said, I'm still going to be a loving person. I'm still going to you know, try to help as much as I can. But right now, since that situation happened, I have to
be more tougher love.
Yeah.
A little bit more tougher love, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yes. I'm like the same thing, like, where you have your instincts about my situation. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? Look at my own, like,
right.
I don't think I can help you right now. I need time to really think about
it. And then there's a saying that I've heard growing up all my life. People get upset when they can't use you anymore.
Yeah. I've heard that too, yeah.
People tend to get upset. And, you know, and when they start to get upset, then that really goes to show you what their intentions really were.
Exactly. I agree with that as well. And I have to tell people, like, hey, I can't always be there. Call or text, like, you need to, hey, come. I get tired too. Yeah. I get exhausted where I cannot physically get in my car and drive because I will have a wreck. Like, I get tired. Like, don't break me. Like, but also on the same, just because I say no right now doesn't mean I don't care. Like,
right. Because, and
don't
it's,
do
it's
that
so,
to
and
me.
Sometimes it's okay to say no. It's okay. Because you can't, because if you continue to just
run the road or
right.
do whatever every day calls, they're going to run you down.
Yeah.
Dry. To the bone.
And you know that there are people like that in this world that are leeches.
Yes. Leech and leech and leech.
Okay.
And I've been so down with that, but I put my foot down to make them understand, you know, I'm not going to be running around with my head cut off for you. I can only do so much. And also, you have to, when people help me, they know that I'm going to
go above and beyond.
Yes, to flourish, to be more, you know, grounded or have my feet concrete to the ground where I don't need as much help.
Right. And like I said, the thing is with me, like, when certain people were, like, in need, they didn't have nowhere to go, my door was open. Or if, you know, someone was hungry, I would give food. Or if one of my relatives needed somebody to come babysit, I was there to babysit. But I noticed that when I needed things done for me, they couldn't return the favor. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to turn the other cheek. But I was like, nah, it's not working. I just need to cut them off.
And Michael's telling the truth with that. I've seen Michael, like, helped out to babysit kids, his, you know, relative kids, this and that. And then when he needed a break or needed something, they couldn't help.
Right.
Or they get upset when he couldn't help. They'll really, like, even talk badly about him.
Yeah. But I didn't let it break me. I'm like, okay. And, you know, sometimes you have to just, because you know me, like, I could verbally just go there, but I'm like, you know what, let me just sit back and just, they're upset right now, and it's showing their true intentions.
Yeah. You just keep it noted.
Yeah.
Just sit back and watch.
Oh, yeah.
How they really feel, what they're going to say, what they're
right.
saying. Like, oh, that's, okay, that's, oh, that's been there, huh? That's okay.
Then we're always feeling that way.
Yeah. It's coming out now. It's coming out now, loud and clear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so again, this, I want everyone out there who's listening out there in the world that again, you can only do so much to help, but you have to have that self-care for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not healthy, if you try to go out and reach out to help others so much, it's going to break you. You have to do it in little small
mm-hmm.
parts. And but don't let anyone dry you up.
Because I was saying there are vultures out there.
Yes. Yes. And I have to, I respect everyone's beliefs or non-beliefs. But like I said, God has blessed me, and I'm grateful every day to be here. Like I said in previous episodes, you know, I had a terrible accident back in January. Yeah, yes, and that episode, you know, is about trauma and flashbacks. And so, just tonight, overnight, as I was working, the driving here, you know, here in Texas, has gotten worse over the years, and I've gotten a flashback. I get kind of freak out at night now. I see all these cars moving so fast, because another car almost hit me in downtown about a week ago.
So. Oh, wow.
I was at an intersection, and, I'm at a light, and in my rearview mirror, this SUV was speeding. It was speeding, and it stopped inches from my bumper. Before it got that close to my bumper, I kind of went to the right lane, because I thought it was going to hit me. My accident in January, it was a rear-ended accident. It hit, you know, again, a repeat. When that car hit me back in January, my car pushed and it turned against someone's fence. Thankfully, I mean, you can't not make this up. God had his guardian angels right there with me, because I'd had no injuries, no pain, no hurt, really, at all. To this day, nothing. And so that's why whatever I do is through God's will. Like, I always pray about it, because it is real. It's real to me.
Yeah.
And so I count my blessings every day, everything. I know things will get better for me, because I'm still trying to climb the hill of getting over some things. But I'm truly am grateful. And Lord knows I'm speaking it on the heart. I'm not just saying that. So whatever your beliefs are, just, you know, follow your belief, what you believe in, or what you don't, or what you follow. Because it's kind of like what you believe in and what you believe in and follow is, it's going to be in you. You're going to follow what you follow. It's going to follow you. But I always try to treat everyone well. Yes. Even if I don't click with them, I'm not going to try to be nasty. If I just walk away, then. Basically, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it.
Don't.
Yeah, don't get dirty.
Yeah, and me, like, when someone would say, like, little things to me, you've been around me, like, my mouth can be very
out there and very blunt.
But right. as an adult, I'm learning to, you know, okay,
kind of pull back.
I'm just going to just ignore you, because it's not worth me stooping to your level.
Exactly.
And that would make me know better than you if I did. So somebody has to be the bigger person.
Yeah. And also, when you stoop to someone's level, it does bring that energy back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it make you be in that mode of being angry. And
don't ever give anyone your power.
Exactly. Don't. But I won't go on this episode. I'm really glad that Michael was featured on this episode.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it was.
I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So. You know, Michael's very good at expressing himself. But yeah. Thank you, everyone out there who follows this podcast, The True Core with Andre. And again, please go to www.thetruecore.net. But on this podcast, I think through Spotify, you go to Spotify, you can support any way you want to. Because I'm trying to build more of a platform for the podcast by doing video, professional video. Yes. And no one, please don't bully each other online.
That's another thing. That is another thing I've seen, especially adults.
Yes.
Adults. And I honestly think that, like, Like I said, I've seen things, like, I would watch, like, certain videos on YouTube or Instagram, or, you know, some people showcasing their talents, and, you know, there would be some people that could just be some straight-up buttholes.
Yes, and I'll say one last thing about that. I love Nextdoor. Never heard of Nextdoor. Nextdoor is a great app here. I know here is here in America. I don't know, outside of the country.
That's a good plug.
Yeah.
Right.
Nextdoor is an app where neighbors, they help each other out by saying, hey, I got some free tennis shoes that's too big for me. I'll have it here. Come pick it up. Or, hey, I found a lost cat or a lost puppy. I think it belongs to someone. And people have reconnected with their pets. And you can post anything. And so I posted something. I needed assistance on something that I'm running. And I took it off. I took it off because I had three people that gave me laughable emojis. I guess because they didn't.
And
I thought it was silly when I posted, but I posted something that was real. Because again, I'm out here putting myself out here in podcast writing. So I put real honesty out there. So I wouldn't embarrass myself by posting something false. I was disappointed in that. If you didn't like my post or believe what I said, just don't say anything at all. Because trust me, these days, if you try to run a gimmick, you gonna get caught. So again, I don't think like that. I don't trick anybody or nothing like that. So, you know, I'm good. I took it off. I didn't want to go back and forth with people.
Because there are some people.
Yes. They're just nasty. Very nasty.
I'm like, wow.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, I'm just kind of shocked at how people can just be so evil.
Very wicked.
And we don't know if it's, you know, are you doing it just to make a moment on social media? Or are you just doing it because you're a miserable person and you want to make everybody else feel the same way? Because there are other things, like, oh, and another thing, I'm not putting no celebrity things out there, but certain celebrities' fan bases, that can be a nightmare too.
Yeah. You can defend someone without trying to cause
going
harm
to the
towards
extreme.
Others. Exactly. I don't believe in that hate speech or that hate talk or those harassment threats. I don't do that. And I don't want that on my platform. No,
right.
None of that type
and
of
I'm,
language.
I'm just going to be honest with you. Because if people, you know, like I said, I'm anti-bully. I don't like bullies. But you come on my page and you come anywhere with that, you will get blocked.
And that's him being nice.
Right. Because the older version, the other version of me,
you wouldn't want to see that.
Right. Because you can't keep making threats. You can't keep making threats towards people. You can't keep just being just so hurtful and nasty towards people. I've even seen people go on other people's pages and tell them that they hope they die and or they'll dox their address and all this stuff. I'm like,
that's crazy.
Really? Because I'm putting you like this. I'm like,
you live in darkness when you speak like that. You live in darkness, plain and simple. That's just dark. It's just very, very dark. And so, yeah, again, you know, we're supposed to be uplifting each other, helping each other. Yeah, we can ask questions. If you don't understand something, ask questions. And if you don't get a response, I try to respond to a lot of things I post or whatever. So, you know, that it's coming from a real place. But if you know something's not real, then just move on. Report it. Let the authorities deal with it, you know, et cetera. But don't be nasty towards each other. Don't spread hate. Don't spread bullying.
And knowing dang well that you're not going to say it to their face in real life.
Yeah. You know, I don't really like arguments.
Certain people, they get comfortable behind whatever their device, their whatever, and think just spew the most foulest stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. I'm like,
oh. Come to say it out loud, you right. know, in real life, you know, in live. You know, but
and
you
coming
know.
To find out that the majority of these people are either children.
Yeah, it's terrible. And again, I'm not, I do not condone, proving a point by
verbally attacking or
physical altercation.
Yeah.
I do not believe in that. No, it doesn't register with me mm-hmm. to think like that. But again, thank you all for listening to the podcast, The True Core with DeAndre. And again, today's episode, we're speaking with my friend Michael.
And it was an honor to join you.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone, please stay safe out there and take care of yourselves and look out for those who are going through really difficult times.
Yeah, and it's always best to check up on, you know, your loved ones, especially, you know, if they're going through things, because mental illness is real.
Yeah.
Depression is real. There are people who have suicidal thoughts is real. Like,
it is. It's just, we don't make this stuff up.
Right. And not only that, but we've lived through it.
Yeah.
So it's always best because it's always best to check on someone's wellness.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, everyone, take care again, and thanks for listening to the podcast. Bye-bye.